It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Michael Kourianos with Price City and Price City Fire Chief Fitz Peterson. Every time these guys come in, we have a great conversation. And we really invited Mayor Mike in to talk about, you know, just how things are going, how 2022 was for Price. And Fitz came in and wants to talk about how great as a community, we have embraced Sub for Santa this year. So we'll talk about those things and maybe a little bit of what's to come in 2023. Mayor and Chief, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to be here.
So, Mayor, how are things going in Price this year and how things go as far as from that kind of a standpoint, how were things in Price for 2022?
Well, I feel like it's very exciting to be in this position. You know, I've been honored and blessed to have people in the community around us raising up to do what's right. And it's exciting to be part of it, to bring people together, to make us stronger, and to be recognized as a great community, not only for our within ourselves, but out in the state. That's what's awesome. And people in upstate or recognizing that, or other parts of the state.
What are some of the things that you look at as far as 2022 that were wins for Price City?
So I know a lot of people have talked about the mural, but I can't say enough about the Association of Governments and Book Cliff Sales. They brought that together, and then we found the grant money. We didn't use a dime of citizens' money to put that mural on. But here's a local business saying, you know what, I want to make a difference in our community. Also, I don't think a lot of people realize those lights that are on that mural, that business owner is paying for those lights to have that mural lit 24/7. So that's where people are coming together and saying, I want to give back to the community. That's a success. That's what's fun. And the community, what can we use that mural down there? We envision having the farmers market, different events down there in front of that mural. And there's other murals being proposed to the city that we want to get ahead of and do throughout the city, you know, to let people know we have a rich history of our community, people that came here and worked hard to make this community what it is. And I don't only use Carbon County, I use Emory County. You know, I've worked in Emory County for 40 plus years, and I see us coming together as Carbon and Emory County. That's huge as a win. I think that's exciting for us. How do we solve the problems? Because I drive US 10, I see the traffic increasing because Intermountain Electronics, there's another win right there. They're employing a lot of people. So both counties are benefiting from that. You know, that's a win for us. That's going to make us sustainable. What's another thing that's going to be sustainable, you know, is coal. You know, the coal mines are doing well. They're struggling because of different situations, but I see the coal mines getting stronger. But the power plants, what is ahead for us as a community, how we are embracing that. And that's what I think is exciting, because Congressman Curtis put me on this Western United States Transition Committee. As we talk about different things that in the state that other states are doing to resolve the issue of coal-fired power plants and closures, you know, that's what's exciting to be a part of. And if another state is doing something to resolve an issue, we can do the same. And I've learned a lot from them. You know, Page, Arizona, you want to talk about devastation, a community that was devastated when the closure of those power plants. That's what we're trying to get ahead of. Both commissioners, I applaud our commissioners, Carbon County commissioners and Emory County commissioners, because they're getting on that bandwagon of, yeah, what can we do to make us sustainable? And I'm a part of that, you know, and that's what's exciting, is bringing people together.
And then there was another one that kind of you wanted to talk about for a moment too, and that's the indoor pool.
Oh, yes.
Price City's Indoor Pool, because this is just another way of, you know, fostering, you know, relationships and partnerships within the community. So I want you to spend some time and talk about that as well.
So, you know, during COVID, because we closed the pools and we were able to do some things electrical, when I went through the pool and said, you know, this is serious enough that we have to address it. The staff basically agreed. So I took a staff member, Brett Kamens, and myself, and we went to the Board of Education. First, we went to Lance Hatch and said, we have a problem. There's a serious problem. Then we went to the board to get additional funding. So Price City had $600,000 saved up to address that issue, but it wasn't building fast enough. So we went to the school board, and with their support of the other $600,000, now we have a pool project. And I don't know if the community, for those that go to the pool, you know, they started that project. That the scaffolding was awesome, so the workers could redo that ceiling in that indoor pool. It was phenomenal. That's what we're doing to make that indoor pool attractive. Here's the other part of it. So we're selling our community, because when we have these swim meets, people come from outside the area, and it tells a lot about us being proactive and saying, you know what, we believe in our swim teams, our baseball teams, all those different events that are happening. That's what's exciting, and the partnerships that are growing as people come and say, you know what, I want to contribute, or I want to be a part of that solution.
And another win, and that's really why Chief is here. We want to talk about the way the community gives back. We know how great of a community we live in, especially when it comes for, you know, things like this. He has witnessed it firsthand with Sub for Santa this year. So Chief, I want you to kind of talk about Sub for Santa and what went on this year.
One of the things that really made me proud to be back here when I moved back was that their Sub for Santa effort in the fire department. So it was something that they started over 40 years ago. We're not even sure what year they started. We just know that it's been over 40. And they've been collecting from members of the community to help people that couldn't afford to have a Christmas on their own without some help. It is quite successful. This year we've raised a significant amount of money. We've been sponsored by Lynn's and Walmart and Smith's to go ahead and do collections there. But it's not just there. The state types of relationships with our business owners have also contributed, so more people can be added to our list, vetted through United Way, to give them something so they can celebrate Christmas. This is a very charitable county, and I'm very proud of that.
And we talk about that all the time. Is, you know what, it's amazing how one of the first things whenever somebody needs something or something happens, or, you know, we're hit with something like that, it's like, what can we do to help? And they sounds like they showed up and helped out as much as they could this week.
Right, and it looks like, unless things change, it looks like we're going to have 63 names taken care of through our efforts, through those fundraising, and through our community relationships with the businesses.
Mayor and Chief, we know we've got more that we want to cover, so is it okay if you stick around and we'll do one more segment with you?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back with Price City Mayor Michael Corianis and Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson.